oh, with my whole family, I don't care all that much about them, but they all like
them. Just scramble eggs.
You just chop up your green onions and fry that just a tiny bit first, you know, saute it. Don't fry it, just saute it. Yeah, And then add your whipped up egg and stir it. Oh, they love it. My husband, yeah, she can fix them.
Tell
me she's a pretty good cook. Yeah, she's learning.
You cook anything,
Pam?
I used to
when
my grandma was
still
living.
Oh, that's great.
This grandma won't my stove's high, though. I'm afraid of them getting burned, you know. I don't know.
I had that problem with my little boy. I was telling Julie yesterday he's learning to cook because I think little boys should know how to cook.
That's right.
And I had to wait till he was tall enough. I was one of those ranch top things on the counter.
Yeah.
See, and I don't like seeing noses peeking.
It's dangerous. We caution the children about.
Do you have a gas stove?
Yeah, I have a gas stove.
Ours is electric, and you have to watch it too with him because the heat stays on, you know, after it's off.
That's right.
And I think that's kind of dangerous.
Berlin has electric.
I wish I had a gas. I have had gas in the past.
I like gas, but I don't know. Berlin fusses. I can't fry on her electric stove. I either burn it or don't get it.
That's the problem.
But I can regulate my gas stove and just fry anything evenly, you know? But I can't on her.
Well,
I burn it.
One electric stove that had an infinite heat adjustment. I think it was Frigidaire, so I remember. You could turn it, had lots
go around the house, Pam. Don't walk through here.
Lots and lots of little adjustments, and you can just turn them off. What I have now is a push button. And no, to get something to simmer, you have to keep switching it between two push buttons.
That's the way hers is.
It either stops simmering or it boils.
You can, that's right. I prefer gas myself.
I've learned my lesson next time. Whenever I'll probably never move again, but if I do, and have a choice. All right. When you're preparing beans to cook them, you say, well, I'm going to sit down and do what to the beans?
Snap them.
The kind of beans that are not the ones that you snap, but these you shell out of the pod, are flat and...
butter beans.
Are they the same thing as lima beans?
Well, the lima beans are white, and the regular, well, there's white butter beans and there's speckled butter beans. Yeah, they would all be classed as a butter bean. You have a speckle and you have a white.
Then lima beans would be a kind of butter bean.
Right, it's a butter bean.
How do you know when you're going to get speckled butter beans? I was sitting on the interview, but I bought some the other day and they said butter beans, so I grabbed up all these pods. And I shelled them, they were all speckled, and my family doesn't like speckled ones.
Oh, and we like them the best.
You look at the pod and tell?
No.
Shell one and see.
Just pick up one and shell it and you can tell.
I should have done that. Mm-hmm. Never occurred to me that it's
beans.
Now, the kind of beans that you do snap are... Or how would you classify those? Are there different kinds of those?
Yes, there is. There's a long flat that is called a Kentucky Wonder. And then this little long round pod, that's just called string beans or green beans.
All right. Now, are they grown in different ways,
these
types of beans?
Those flat, large Kentucky Wonders grow, you have to stake them, they grow them fine. And the little bunch beans, they're the ranch string beans, right.
Now, are the Kentucky Wonders the same thing as pole beans?
Pole beans, that's the same thing.
They're the same
thing? Yeah, that's pole beans.
All right. What kinds of greens do people eat the tops of things?
Well, turnips, cabbage, collards, that's all would be greens, I suppose.
All right, do you refer to those as greens or as salad?
We call them greens, but the people up in the northern Mississippi call them salad green. I had this neighbor, she lived up close to the Tennessee line, and